So I'm gonna go right in now. Okay, so I'm here with Banuja. Sorry, I'll have to start that. Banuja, sorry. So I'm here with Banuja, Fanny, Faisal, and Fifi, and they're all part of Canada's Next Top ADXEP competition. So I'm gonna go right into some questions for y'all. Can you tell me a little bit about Canada's Next Top ADXEP?
If everyone doesn't mind, I can actually go on a little bit about that. Okay, so from my understanding of this competition, Canada's Next Top Ad Exec is an opportunity for not just marketers, but students in all commerce programs to have a chance to test their creativity in terms of specifically marketing. So Chevrolet came up with, and they do this every year, they came up with a product. So this year it's the Chevrolet's 2013 Spark. Once they have the product, they give us a budget. There was a $5 million budget this year, and they ask us to form a proper marketing campaign on it. First phase is an elevator pitch. We just put in about 5 pages, including appendices worth of information. I kind of call it a CN Tower elevator pitch because you wouldn't really use it in an actual elevator, but so the CN Tower elevator pitch, we kind of put it in, and then people, this year there were about 31 teams that got selected from across Canada to go to the next phase. And then for the next phase, we have to submit about 15 to 16 pages worth of content, just elaborating on our elevator pitch.
I see. Does anybody else have anything to add on that one?
Well, after the second phase, 10 teams are selected, and then we get to make 30-minute presentations downtown Toronto, I think, and then from there a winner is selected.
Okay, so is it like at the conference center or something like that? You said downtown Toronto. I'm just wondering where.
At the hotel, they're just gonna book out a conference area, and I guess the one thing that all of us forgot to add was the winning team actually received the 2013 Chevrolet Spark,
Yes.
which
So
is amazing.
whatever product that Chevrolet is asking us to market for that year, then the winning team would receive the product.
Now, from what I understand, there's also some scholarships or something like that, also as prizes.
Yes,
Yeah, so there's actually two $2,500 scholarships and $2,000 scholarships, as well as internship opportunities for the top 10 that make it.
Now, is that all internships with Chrysler? No,
No,
Chevy, so Chevrolet, sorry.
Chevrolet and with General Motors, it includes all the subsidiaries. Actually, even after phase one, they sent out an email where they, I think, outlined 4 positions. One of them was from Canada's Next Top Exec, and two of them were from General Motors, and they're only for people who got through phase one to apply for those.
Okay. So you all had to do like an elevator pitch, right?
Yes.
Okay, so can you explain exactly what that is and what you guys did and how you came about figuring out what you were going to do?
Okay, if no one minds, I can go first again. Okay, so the elevator pitch is CN Tower elevator pitch, I correct myself. It's just a small way to let whoever, the judges of CNTA, sorry, Canada's Next Top Exec, know that what our plan is. From my understanding, they're looking at both completeness and creativity. So they're looking for one or two specific ideas that you would use to hook the market, and just how complete you understand marketing in general. So are you using all the other avenues, the new avenues, the old media avenues, and what your plan or your theme is for this marketing campaign or for this car in general. And then that's kind of what they use to select, to benchmark whether they have they want to know more about it in a 15-page report or not.
Yeah. So for Chevrolet, they want us to make this campaign, and for the elevator pitch, basically, we were supposed to aim towards, because Chevrolet, they put an ambitious mission to become one of the top 3 choices by Canadians who were entering the new market, and then our campaign was to build awareness for the new Spark model and also create positive familiarity with the Chevrolet brand. And so to position the Chevrolet Spark in the superior choice for people who are just entering the mini car segment.
So it was mentioned before that it's been running annually, so for 6 years now, I guess. Have any of you guys participated in the past contests?
No, at least not with Fanny.
Actually, ironically, I was gonna participate in it last year, so I was, but I only found out about it 2 weeks before it was due, and by the time I wanted to submit it, I wasn't confident with what I had, and so I decided that I would save all my work for next year and, I guess work harder on it, so I guess that was the smart decision that I made.
So is this year's submission a bit from last year then?
Actually, after talking to my partner, we kind of changed it up a lot, but I guess it was a foundation for getting something going and, you know, influencing my partner to join by saying, hey, you know, I had something from last year, you know, come work with me.
I see.
Mm-hmm. With me and Fifi, this is our first year entering the competition.
Okay, and what about Faisal and Banuja?
Well, it's my first time, but I joined in because of Banuja. I actually don't even remember how the conversation came up, but she just mentioned that, you know, there's this competition and there's usually teams of two. So I asked if I could join, and she said sure. And we kind of went through what she had gone, like her plan last year. And yeah, that's basically how I got it.
So the next question I have lined up for you guys is... okay, so you're all attending UW right now. Is that the case?
Yep.
Okay, any of you guys on co-ops or anything?
No.
Yeah, Banuja and I are in co-op, actually. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm guessing you're in a co-op program. What programs are you guys in?
We're both in accounting and finance. We're both fourth years with the public accounting stream.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Fanny and I are in accounting and financial management, and we're first years in the... business and finance co-op options.
So are you guys interested in a career in marketing after you guys have gotten your degrees?
That's actually a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think before I did have, like, a passion for marketing, and just having this opportunity to do some marketing outside of, because I'm studying accounting in school, so having this opportunity was, like, really great because I've able to exercise some of my marketing skills, and like I really like practicing it, so I think I would consider a career in marketing after this being in this competition.
Yeah, I think this let me use like creativity a lot, so I really like that aspect of it, and maybe I would consider it as well.
Okay. And I guess I also have one here about phase two, because I know there's multiple phases here. I was just talking to you guys about this a bit before we started up, but now there's three phases, I guess, or two phases. You just finished phase two, and there's another one. Is that what the situation is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are these phases about? Like, what do you... You already explained it a bit, I guess, but is there any information that wasn't given yet on this?
Well, the third phase is actually something that's very interesting, and I'm not sure if anyone has spoken about it yet, but we're supposed to be given an opportunity to, or from what I know, we're supposed to be performing or presenting our ideas in front of executives. I'm not sure how the board is going to be formed, but we're supposed to actually present our ideas in front of them, and they will judge who comes first, second, and third. So that's going to be the final stage.
Yep.
Wow. Is that the one at the conference center?
Yes.
Okay, so when is this happening?
March. Late March.
Late March?
25th, I think.
March 27th, to be.
There you go.
do you guys have any final words in regards to anything you'd like to get out there?
Well, we'd like to thank CNTAE for actually giving us the opportunity to be on air with you guys, so that's definitely something, like, a great opportunity that we had, so we'd like to thank them for sure.
Yeah, that's a big plus, because I personally would not have even known that I have any ability to be able to do any kind of marketing whatsoever had I not had this opportunity, so thanks to them, and thanks to Sound FM for having us here.
Thank you.
And yeah, with me and Fifi, we'd like to thank you guys too for this opportunity, because I think no matter what happens, going through this process, having the opportunity, we learned a lot, so it's really a really good learning opportunity, and so thank you today for this opportunity, and thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rip.
was so excited when I heard about the interview.
Well, it's always good to have a little bit of excitement. So, great, thanks. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to be here and letting everybody know a little bit about the contest. And I wish you all luck in your endeavors. And hopefully you guys enjoy Toronto on the 27th. And, well, there's two teams, so I guess that gives room for Waterloo to have first and second then, right?
Yes.
It's just a question of who is going to get first and who's going to get second. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.